Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones, and I am an author, teacher, speaker, seminar leader of the Silva Method, the Prime Directive, and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive, and I want to show you that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you want. When we're on air, please feel free to call in at 347-838-8437 to join into the conversation. When we're not, send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. Thank you for being here today, and let's go on with our program.
Well, good morning. You know, this is another glorious day, beautiful weather. It's pretty cloudy here in the Dallas area, Dallas-Fort Worth. And sometimes we may have the feeling of being a little depressed, at least for me, at times when it is cloudy and dreary outside. Many years ago, before it had a title, I knew there was something that happened in the fall for me. And I would begin to feel not quite as happy as I normally did. And it would start going downhill, and I'd try to bring myself back up, and I couldn't figure out what it was until many years later. They defined it as a thing called seasonal affective disorder, and I know many people have to deal with that. And one of the things I did that I found worked so much, and many of you know I'm originally from Pittsburgh, and about October, it gets really cloudy. I mean, the sun in Pittsburgh does not shine often as well. Let me say it this way, not as often as it does here in Texas. And so I figured out ways of planning things. I would plan parties. I would keep myself occupied in order to keep myself uplifted. And so that's a little tip for me today to you, is that if you find yourself getting a little down, plan something, whether it's plan a meal, plan an outing, do something special for yourself. Other people told me about, you know, taking vitamin D. Now I do, and I'd tell you to check with your doctor for that. And me, all I need is some sunshine, and let me tell you, the sun just peeked out from under the clouds. So anyway, I want to say welcome to you, to Commanding Your Life, and of course I want to shout out to all of my listeners from around the world and my PositivePower21.org listeners, and I'm soon going to be adding another station on, which is fantastic. I love it. To get the message out that you can be the best that you can be is absolutely awesome. So let's slow it down a little bit and take a deep breath in and out. Another deep breath and out. This is the portion of the show where we go into a short meditation so that we can plan and set our intentions for the week and ask for what we desire. We know that there is a power and presence in the universe that always has been and always will be. That power and presence created everything in the universe out of itself. We are created out of the same substance because we are the children of the Most High. Relax. Relax again. And because we are the children of the Most High, we have been given the opportunity to ask for whatever we wish and fully expect that it shows up. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be given open for you. Ask in my name and truly believe that you have received it and it will be yours. All we have to do is ask, believe, and receive. This week, my intention for you, and you set your own intention, is that you are the best that you can be. That you begin to learn and understand that the gift of the kingdom is yours. It is my intention that the Most High answer your prayer and answer your request, answer your positive request. Answer the things that you most desire in your life. That is my request for you. We ask with the belief that it will be delivered. And we say it is done. It is so. Amen. Okay, today we are talking about the four keys to the law of prosperity. What comes to mind really is the fact that in the so-called secret society of the years and over the years, this message and the idea of the prosperity has been taught. It was suppressed and hidden from the masses. So priests and kings and monarchs, princes and other high-ranking gentry were given the keys, but the common man was denied. But I know, and we are learning today, that that message could not be hidden forever. I mean, the message was in the Bible. In the passages when the 66 books were chosen to be put into the Bible, they could not suppress all of the information. It was there. It was hidden. It was overlooked. It was not paid attention to. But the, as I said, the priests knew because they had the information. The masses could not read. And for the longest time, the Bible was in Latin. Why? Because the original translation from the Greek and from the Hebrew was taken into the Latin. If you couldn't read Greek or Hebrew or Latin, you were in bad shape. You had to listen and to what the priest told you. Or the bishop, or the cardinal, or whatever name they chose to call themselves. But the Bible couldn't be hidden forever. So it was translated into the language of the day. The Gutenberg Press made it possible for the Bible to be distributed to the masses. Yeah, the Gutenberg Press. That was the first printing press created. You know, it was, if you ever see any old movies and they're doing the typeset, I mean, it took a while to set up the type and do the printing. However, now it was available to the masses. Now there are Bible translations in all the languages. There are so many different translations. Those that were done from the King James Version, from the original Latin Version, from the original Greek and the Hebrew. But the key here is that the information was there once the masses were able to read it, but it was overlooked. And I mentioned the secret societies of, you know, many of you have heard of the Masons. The society is called Golden Dawn. There is the builders of the Antietam, I believe. I can't remember the A, but it was referred to as BOTA. The Rosicrucians, and on and on and on, and they taught this information. Today we have many who are teaching and this thing that many know is the law of attraction, including me. But I'm going to go back and I'm going to say that through the years, this has not been, has come out, the hiddenness, the secretness, but it's been secret and hidden and talked about not existing for so long, many people have a hard time dealing with it or accepting it. Whereas I get many times, oh, it's that new age stuff. And I go, it's not new. And it's not from a new age. It's old. It's thousands of years old. It has been around forever because the creator of the universe gave us a helper. We know, or we call it the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God. We know that this Spirit of God works upon the earth. This Word of God, the Word of God created us, created this world. And so we were made in God's image, and we were given the Word to speak and then receive. Psalm 122, 6 and 7 say, they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always have all sufficiency in all things and may abound to every good work. These are one of several scriptures. And the one that I use on a very often is Mark 11:12. All things that you ask for in prayer, all things that you pray for and ask for, believe that you have received them and you shall have them. Wow. And then there's many writers that have given us this information a little bit at a time, because many of us cannot really say, really? This is all I have to do? Yeah. A gentleman by the name of Emmett Fox, he's an early 20th century writer, and he has a book called Alter Your Life. He also wrote a book called As a Man Thinketh, which I quote in my first book, Christianity, the Law of Attraction, and the One Command. So in this one, it's Alter Your Life, he says, refuse to tolerate anything less than harmony. You can have prosperity no matter what your present circumstances may be. Now let me stop right there. You can have prosperity. I don't care where you are. And many of you have heard of people who are in the depths of despair, living on the streets, and life changed for them. And you see them today, and they're prosperous, and they're living in a home, and so on. And there are many who are living on the streets that you never hear about. They didn't get super rich, but they are prosperous in that they have a home, they have a car, they have a job, they have all that they need, their full measure, their self, and they are adequately and abundantly supplied. So no matter what your circumstances. So let me go on with them. Man has dominion over all things when he knows the law of being and obeys it. The law gives you power to attain prosperity and position without infringing the rights and opportunities of anyone else in the world. And let me talk about that a little bit. So many of us say, oh, they've taken from us and taken from us and taken from us, and the poor are getting poorer and poorer and poorer. Let me tell you something. Do you think that the creator of this universe cannot continue to give abundance? There are millionaires in this world you never would think were millionaires. You know, people talk about Warren Buffett. Now, Warren Buffett is a billionaire, right? But the thing about Warren Buffett is he gives away millions and millions of dollars each year. But if you didn't know his face and you didn't know his name, you would never know that he was a billionaire, because he's living in the same house that he built in the 1960s. Now, he may have added on to it, but his home does not look like a billionaire's big mega mansion. And there are many millionaires who are living in smaller homes, driving regular cars, a Chevy, a Ford. They're not driving BMWs and Cadillacs and Mercedes. They're driving an old pickup truck. But they're millionaires, and they're living the life that they want to live well and not in debt, which will be another show talking about staying out of debt or getting out of debt. So we don't infringe on the rights. God gives us and expands the universe and expands everything. I mean, many years ago, there was no such thing as a billionaire. The idea of being a billionaire wasn't even there, but it is now. So how can you live abundantly and live abundantly on $60,000 or $100,000 a year or $200,000 a year? The thing that I realized is that abundance is not about money and things. Word just popped into my mind, and I'm going, okay, somebody thought it, right? And that was, well, you don't have to worry. You have things. Yeah, I have things. But it's not things that make me happy. In fact, I'm getting rid of things. They were my joy when I got them, and I still enjoy them. But somebody else may enjoy them better, and I'm not using them. You know, there are people who live without TV, period. No TV in their home. And then there's others who have TVs in every room, right? When I was growing up, there was TV, but it was only on from like 6 in the morning to 11 at night, right? I guess I've been around a while. But the idea is, priority is in money, things, people, and relationships. I am abundant in all ways. But the one that I really appreciate is my friends and my family And the people that I get to meet and the people whose lives I get to change, I have abundant joy. But let's get back to what we're talking about today, and that is the four keys to the law of prosperity. So let me tell you, a friend of mine, my buddy Janet Watson, and she'll be on the show soon again, all right? And we were talking, and she told me about this book, and I'm going, interesting. And the name of the book is called The Abundance Book, all right? And I'm going, whoa, honestly, The Abundance Book, yes. And it's written by John Randolph Price. I seem to always have this issue with saying his name, John Randolph Price. And he created the Abundance Book, and he gives you, and you can get it on Amazon. It's $7.99, I believe, or you can download it to your Kindle. And he started giving me, you know, information. And I'm going to tell you, this is the way things work, because she introduced me to that book, Ralph Waldo Trine. He has a book called This Mysterious Life of Ours that's available on my website as a download. The Law of Prosperity is one of the titles, and that was the one that I was going to be talking about this week, is that particular title. So she gives me the Abundance Book. I've got the Law of Prosperity, and then I go to service yesterday and wind up with a book that says you may be wealthy. I said, okay, so God is trying to tell me something about this, and that I need to talk to you about this particular thing. All right, so let me go back. All right, so in the book, The Abundance Book, he gives the law, the truth, and the law. Okay, so you ready for the four? Okay, if you got your pen, paper, you can write this down. Your outer world of form and experience is a reflection of your inner world of thoughts and feelings. I said, yes, that's what I talk about all the time. The way your world is outside of you, the world that you're living in, after you get past 18, because before 18, you're dealing with parents and family and the system or whatever. But your thought process, the way you think inside, generates what happens outside. Your outer world of form and experience is a reflection of your inner world of thoughts and feelings. What you think about most of the time is what shows up in your life. If you think you're poor, you are poor. I have met people who were poor financially, but they were rich and abundant, and they started thinking about being rich and getting that job and getting the things they need, and they started acting on the information that they were given, and they pulled themselves up out of that poor mentality, and they moved themselves another notch, and they continued to move up. Number two, the greater your awareness of the presence of God within you, the more that presence fills your consciousness. Understand that God is with you all the time. As I say in the beginning, that we were made out of him. He created us out of his substance, and so he is in every cell of our body. And the more you accept that, and the more you speak to that, the more it fills you. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And understand and accept. And that's why in the beginning when I do the meditation, I admit and I declare that there is a power and presence in this universe. This power and presence is part of us, within us. Christ said, the Christ said within you. That's number two. Number three, the deeper your understanding of spirit as the source. Listen, spirit as the source, substance, and activity of your supply, and that's your abundance, the more permanently that truth will be etched in your consciousness. This is the law. Understand that the creator of this universe is your source. It has the substance, and it gives you the activities to do and to say, or the person to see, or the place to go, like me talking to my friend on Friday and then getting ready for this show, and I know it's the law of prosperity, and then going to a service that I had never been to before, by the way, yesterday, and having this book given to me. So this is an important message for you. And number four, it is your spiritual consciousness, your knowledge of the presence of God within you as total and complete fulfillment that interprets itself as every form or experience in this world or in your world. That is the law. Those are the four keys. Basically, understand the way you think inside is the way it shows up. Be aware that this presence of God is part of you, and I want you to feel it. I want it to be etched, as it say in number three, etched in your consciousness, and the knowledge of the presence of God with you is total and complete. Through you gives you the things that you request and desire. You see, there are certain principles of abundance and fundamentals of truth that when they are followed will release a block of flow of blessings. Okay? And it is spiritual. And so when we do these things, we can't base it on being greedy. I got to have this. I want this, and I don't care how I get it. That's the wrong way to think of it. It can't be in selfishness, because the more you give, the more you get. And I'm not talking tithing. You know, you can go back in the archives and look at what I talk about as far as tithing. I've got a whole show on tithing. So let me see here. I have a caller, and I'm sorry, I've had you on hold. 805, area code 805. Hello? Who's there? Or you're not talking, you're on mute. All right. Well, that's all right. Thank you for listening and pressing one. So what I'm doing is going to do 40 days to prosperity. All right, so I'm going to be starting this program on November the 22nd. It will be free, and I'm going to put it in the show location here on Blog Talk Radio, and it go to 40, the number 40, days, D-A-Y-S, .commandingyourlife.com. And just sign up. I'm just getting it started because I'm just following the rules. Just sign up for the email list so that I can send you the information about the 40 days of prosperity and what we need and what we want in order to bring this prosperity into our life. We want the full measure of this. And so based on the Abundance Book, the Wealth Book, Waldorf Trine, Neville Goddard, I'm putting together the 40 days. So I want you to join me. Thank you for being with me today. I want to tell you that I appreciate the fact that you are here and that you are listening to the show. And I look forward to you being here next week.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to Meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silver Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.